So, yeah, let's get right to Jim Cross. Jim, we know you won't see that temporary migrant holding facility until after Arizona's morning news is over, but what you can tell us about is how much this facility is needed in the Yuma sector. The Border Patrol has seen some pretty remarkable numbers over the last few months.
Yeah, they really have. 60,000 people since last October 1st. The family units, that's 43,000 people in that category, and that is a 381% jump from a year ago. Agents more and more finding themselves moving away from enforcement on the border to dealing with humanitarian issues, and they're overwhelmed. They're seeing unprecedented numbers over here in the Yuma sector.
Well, I'm sure they don't want to see a repeat of what we saw at that Texas Border Patrol station, where there were migrant kids who they you know, attorneys who went and visited them claimed at least that there was, you know, not enough food, not enough water. The kids were consoling each other, the older kids taking care of the younger kids. So this actually will give them some room there.
Yeah, I mean, it'll give them room for 500 people. Again, they're dealing with just, you know, many, many times that number of people coming across the border. And this also will be opening up a little later on today, possibly early Saturday morning at a time. And it's going to be about 110, 112 degrees over here. Yuma, this whole region is notorious for going up to 118, 120, more than that. It's one of the hottest spots in the country. And this is, it's always a dangerous time of the year to travel across Mexico and reach the United States across the border. But we're getting into, and we've got a little bit of a delay on the heat this summer for the most part, we're starting to get into the really hot time of the year, and that's when this center will open.
Yeah, and you know what? That was there to protect the folks who have presented themselves for asylum in the United States, but also those people who have, you know, crossed the border in some pretty remote areas hoping to be found by the Border Patrol, and they'll need that cool air after, as you described, a very treacherous trek. Now, you've been told, Jim Cross, by the way, joining us from Yuma, he'll get a tour of a new temporary migrant facility later today. What you have been told about this is that it's a soft-sided shelter, so I'm assuming this is at least some type of tent-like construction.
Yeah, and again, we don't know. We're outside of the gates right now here at the headquarters. We do know that it will have, you know, laundry facilities. It will have beds. It will have, assume, kitchens. It will have bathrooms and so on and so forth. We're not sure what it contains beyond that. It's being called soft-sided. It's only a temporary migrant facility. It doesn't appear to be long-term. And they also told us yesterday, when we spoke to the Border Patrol agents, that of all of the people, the 60,000 plus that have come across and been apprehended since last October, 7% claimed asylum. And the agent told me that shows that they're here for economic reasons, and they're not here out of fear of being in Central America for the most part.
Yeah, it's for violence as opposed to, you know, just economic reasons, right?